We do, by the way, recommend celibacy as kind of part of the process, and it's important. Usually when we say that, like, half the room goes like, oh yeah, I've been celibate. And there's a difference between intentional celibacy, which has a starting and an end date, right? And just sort of like, oops, I've been celibate for 18 months. How did that happen? Right? A really interesting thing too about being, because when you're committed to celibacy, a number of interesting things happen. First of all, like, everybody is interested in you all of a sudden sexually. It's like,
it's true.
Wait a minute, I was available until yesterday. You know, everybody just knows.
This is very typical for monks.
I mean, if you haven't told anybody even, right?
That's right. Knows. They sense it.
Monks. Right?
I have a number of friends and myself who have been monks, right? And like, the girls like weren't interested in you, the women, right? And
before
you're a celibate monk. Wow, like it's what do you call it? It's like, challenge.
Okay, so that's just to kind of forewarn in for.
And just to put a codicil point, she's not talking about lifelong celibacy, necessarily. She's talking about term.
Like I'm going to do this for 6 months or a year or something. And the other thing, interesting thing that happens is when you know that you're not going to get together with somebody, right, you just see all of the machinations. In a way, all of a sudden, it's all in like 3D. Whereas, you know, yesterday, before I committed to being celibate, all of that same stuff was happening, but somehow I didn't see it so clearly. And it's very enlightening. It's very, very interesting to both see our own patterns and to see the other patterns. It's like, wow, humans really do these kind of mating rituals. Like, we're almost sort of, you know, like flapping our wings and
wiggling our butts.
Yeah. And somehow when we're in the game, we don't see that as clearly.
One of the other aspects that celibacy is really good for is because you're not in the game. You're like the guy up in the press box, up in the stand that watches the game from above and sees all the strengths and weaknesses of the other team. What do you call that? The spotter, I think they're called, right? So you get off the field, and then it's really fascinating to watch how women do their dance and how men do their dance. And if you're same gender orientated, it doesn't change the game, right? The game's still got a male-female element in the sense of a back and forth, if that makes sense.
Oh, and if you do try that for yourself, I recommend you have a little transition period. It's okay if you have sex the moment you're 6 months and like nothing terrible is gonna happen, but we don't really recommend it. It's better to sort of ease out of it. And I hope that's kind of self-explanatory.
And it's a useless waste of time if you don't use it for conscious study. Examination of the dialogue of relationship. If you just kind of go through it, wait for 6 months and get back out there, you might as well, at least you get a rest. All right.